Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
3-year-old little girl who drowned this afternoon. They got the call around 4:30. They went out to Eagle Mountain Lake, where deputies found the girl on the ground. Two Good Samaritans pulled her from the lake and performed CPR until paramedics arrived. Tragically, though, she did not make it. Investigators, of course, are working to figure out how she even ended up in the water in the first place. And like we mentioned, this is a developing story. So as we get more details, we will bring it to you right here on KRLD.
And of course, this just comes a couple of days after another child drowned in Frisco.
22 have drowned across Texas this year. The YMCA held a group swim lesson for kids in Dallas. The Y's Jennifer Hewitt says they were teaching water safety, and that can help these kids have a good time outside the pool, too.
The schools that we work with say the kids are so much more focused after their lessons, so I think that there's an exercise piece that connects to the brain.
Reliant Energy gave $30,000 for the lessons, and the company's Alyssa Cowie says they're just teaching kids the basics so they know what to do in an emergency.
If they fell in, they're giving them the life-saving skills.
So they're teaching kids how to get in the pool, climb the wall, float on your back, and go underwater safely. And Hewitt says it's also important not to let your kids swim alone. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, also, there has been four years after a 3-year-old boy died from a brain-eating amoeba that he contracted at a pool in Arlington. Now, a Texas woman has passed away after the same thing was found in tap water.
According to a CDC report, the 71-year-old woman developed severe neurologic symptoms, including fever and headaches, just days after using a nasal irrigation device filled with tap water from an RV's water system at a campground in Texas.
It's a single-cell parasite, and it's called Naegleria fowleri.
Baylor College of Medicine's Dr. Peter Hotez says the parasite is mostly known to thrive in hot springs and warm water lakes.
We're seeing an increase, particularly in southern states, like Texas and Louisiana and Florida.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now we got a warning on this from a doctor.
Recreational vehicles, or RVs, gained popularity during COVID and are still going strong.
RV park growth is huge right now.
Joshua Baker, the owner of Texas RV Guys and Hazlitt, says there are safety precautions you have to take with them when it comes to your health.
I have customers that have never sanitized or cleaned their fresh water tank. And even just stagnant water can become bacteria-filled and sludge-filled. So we always recommend a fresh water tank cleansing every 3 to 6 months.
Dr. John Flores of Little Lamb says,
usually for those infections we hear from people swimming in ponds or shallow bodies of water, they're very warm. And that's when we typically see that kind of infection.
Dr. Flores says there are precautions you can take with nasal irrigation systems.
So it's important to use, you know, boiled tap water or distilled water. I think that is the utmost importance. You've got to assume that something might be living in that tap water, that even though we can swallow it and our stomach can defend us, when it's going to be shoved up into our sinus cavities, you're very likely to have bad outcomes.
That's Vin Sims reporting from NBC5.
And now we're getting word from Dallas that the city is treating something called toxic water hemlock at White Rock Lake. It's a toxic, invasive plant that causes serious health risks to people and pets. Now, the city's doing targeted chemical treatments in certain areas. The treatments are expected to take a couple of days. The department will continue to monitor the area for several weeks, they say. And also, people are encouraged to not touch or remove any plants near the shoreline.
Dallas cops say violent crime drops and they're celebrating an operation to take felons off the streets.
It is an incredible cohesion, combining resources, skill sets, and expertise that we will continue to achieve these kind of successes together.
That's the acting U.S. Marshal Marco Villarreal. He says they focused on people with felony warrants for things like capital murder, assault, and sex crime.
We've got Austin York in studio.
Yep, yep.
Oh, you, so in Espanol, it's chisme. You got all the chisme because of what the, what? The tea. You have the lowdown. You have all the insight.
Oh, I had high tea. I was like, what?
I got to keep you young, Austin. I got to keep you young.
Yeah, absolutely. I am rizzed and cheed and teed and all that.
What is going on between Elon Musk and Donald Trump?
All right, well, if anyone's been following this, I don't know if you felt like this.
Boy. That escalated quickly.
No kidding.
Because it did. All right, so here we go. Donald Trump.
A lot of people, and we'll just preface this. It's 5 o'clock. A lot of people are just getting out of work right now. So they don't know what's going on.
This really went fast. So it started off. We know this alliance took off like one of Elon Musk's SpaceX rockets, a supercharged, soared high. You ever heard this song? Should it be a shame or hiding? Romance.
Rankin's got his hand up in the sky.
If I had a lighter,
you'd put it on. Yeah. You can put your cell phone up. That's what they do in concerts
now. It was a nice little bromance then. I don't know what happened. Well, actually, I do. It all started when Musk said that Trump's big, beautiful bill was an abomination full of pork. Asked everyone to call their congressmen and senators to kill the bill. Today, in the president... He was asked about this in the Oval Office.
I'm very disappointed in Elon.
He then went on to say this.
People leave my administration and they love us. And then at some point they miss it so badly. And some of them embrace it and some of them actually become hostile. I don't know what it is. It's sort of Trump derangement syndrome.
It's Trump derangement syndrome, I guess. And so that's what Musk... I guess he's saying Musk said, nuh-uh. Trump then went on Truth Social. That's his thing. He said the easiest way to save money in our budget, billions and billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's governmental subsidies and contracts. Remember with SpaceX? Well, Musk replied on X.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Oh, yeah.
And then he made this announcement. That's it. He said SpaceX, they're going to be decommissioning that Dragon spacecraft it used to carry astronauts and cargo to the International Space Station for NASA. He then went on, he went scorched earth next, and he said, our president is involved in some seedy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
My God, he said he was in the Epstein files. And that's why they haven't been released yet.
Well, there have been pictures of Trump with Epstein. It's really not a surprise.
Yeah, just they were associated with
now, there are some conspiracy theorists out there that are saying that Elon and Trump are working together to try to get the Epstein files released. So the libs were like, yeah, release them.
God.
So that they'd be actually damaging to liberals. So that's the conspiracy theory. All I know is that these guys at one point were pretty good friends, and I don't know what happened. And you know what? I don't know what can happen. We got, what, another 2 more hours until this show ends, and I guarantee by tomorrow morning there's going to be a lot more released on this.
Oh, so. Yeah.
For sure.
Their fingers are just getting started at this point. And, you know, this is what happens when billionaires can't get along. You know, he's already talking again about starting up a third political party. If
he
possible.
Wants him impeached.
Oh, yeah.
It's all because he called the big, beautiful bill pork-filled.
I heard, was it his 14th baby mama that was already giving also some advice to Elon about breakups? Because
yeah,
that's also
like
some mess that he's been in.
He does like to populate the world, doesn't he?
Well, he's doing everything he can because he's got a whole mission to Mars coming up here soon, too.
Speaking of high tea, man, it looks like Musk's got the best tea. And if he doesn't, he's going to find it. That's for sure.
Oh,
so there you go.
Goodness.
That's what we know right now. Trump versus Musk.
Austin York, thank you so much.
Cage match is next.
God, well, every day now on X, the rift is widening. The president versus Elon. And, of course, it all has to do with Trump's big, beautiful bill, which Elon Musk is calling an abomination and full of pork. He's now posting the Kill Bill poster.
I thought that was kind of clever.
I did. Demanding that Congress kill it. Question is, will all this make a difference? Bolstered political author Mark Halperin says Elon is showing one thing to be true. He's not a politician.
Musk is mostly right on the merits. And I get why Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid fighting is a great story. It's interesting, and understanding their relationship's interesting. But unless Musk does more and a lot more, three realities that were true before he spoke out are still true. The bill must pass. He can't fail. There's failure's not an option, or the Trump presidency is in huge trouble. So it will pass. And two is that there's very few Republicans in the House and the Senate who might possibly vote no. We're talking about in both bodies, maybe 20. And this Musk didn't increase the number. And so they still have to round up most of those 20. And then lastly, the bill is not perfect. They'll have to sell it as the best thing ever, but it's not perfect. Some of Musk's criticisms are true. There's other things that are wrong with the bill from a public policy point of view, but they can't make it much better. If they did what Elon said, it wouldn't pass because the votes aren't there to do what he wants to do. Because what he wants to do is interrupt the delicate balance that got it passed through the House and has it on track to pass the Senate.
Now, Democratic strategist Dan Turrentine says that Musk might have been turned off by the president's dealings in Qatar.
You know, he was very angry about this AI deal that was signed in the Middle East with Sam Altman as the lead, his kind of arch rival. So he's got some grievances. And I think, you know, so far, no one has gone to war with Donald Trump in a primary and won. So unless Musk thinks that he can kind of square off with Donald Trump and defeat him in terms of proxies and primaries, we talked about this earlier this morning. I don't see any way that he actually moves the needle to have somebody say, I'm with Musk and not with Trump. Yeah, and you have the CBO score just came out that 10.9 million people would lose Medicaid. So if you do what Musk wants, that number goes higher and the, you know, one card's out, the whole pile collapses. So I just don't see how it stopped.
So you mentioned the CBO, and this just adds to the intrigue. This is new study looking into the actual impact of the bill.
A new estimate from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office projects the bill will add $2.4 trillion to the deficit over the next 10 years. But the White House disputes those figures, and the president worked to firm up support for the bill, meeting Wednesday with Republican senators at the White House.
Now, remember, given the closely divided nature of the Senate, Republicans can only afford to lose 3 votes to pass the president's bill.
And you know what? Spoiler, it's going to pass.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Just like it did in the House. Meanwhile, there's Senator John Kennedy. He's a Republican from Louisiana. You're one of our favorites.
Yeah.
We just like,
just like hearing him talk.
He says Elon is right about a few things, but that he says they're still working on the bill in the Senate.
He's frustrated. I think he believes, in my judgment correctly, that we're quickly becoming debt slaves, that Congress needs to rearm the magical healing power of no. And I agree with him. Having said that, I'm not ready to throw in the towel on this bill.
It's going to pass.
Yeah.
And here's why. You get two things. Elections, right? Next year, everyone in the House and a third of the Senate is up for election. These Republicans who are seeking re-election, you got to have two things to get re-elected if you're a Republican. You got to have money, and you got to have Trump's endorsement. And you can get money anywhere. I know Elon's got a lot of it, mm-hmm. but you can get money in other places.
And we've seen Elon throw money behind things and it not work like it did in Ohio or Wisconsin in that Supreme Court thing.
But so Trump's endorsement, without that,
yeah,
you're screwed.
And I'll tell you this, he is right. Halperin and Turrentine are absolutely right. Musk isn't a politician, and if you really did want to do everything Musk said, this bill would have no chance. No Republican would vote for it because it would gut a lot of Medicare, which is already kind of being gutted a little bit for some people there. And so you want to go that far? No way it passes. Musk is an idealist, and we all are. He's right about a lot of things in this thing.
He is. And they,
in any bill, he's right about.
That a lot of people who are going to wind up voting in favor of it know that he's right. And
yes.
In any other circumstances, they'd be voting against it. But they also know they can't alienate Trump, and so they bend the knee.
It's the old thing. This happened during Obamacare when Nancy Pelosi said, let's just pass the bill and see what's in it. You had to go along with the president because he had so much political capital at the time. You couldn't face off against Obama and expect to win. Politics is this way. And sometimes an ideologue like Musk comes along and learns the hard way. Washington's dirty, man.
Well, it's easy for him to speak the truth because
he's got all the money in the world.
He's got all the money in the world, and he's not running for anything.
No. And that's what you can't say when you're running for politics or you're running in Washington. You can't say whatever is on your mind or the truth sometimes because the truth doesn't matter.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.